2022学年第一学期高三质量调研考试英语试卷听力部分。现在是闵行区2022学年第一学期高三质量调研考试英语试卷听力测试时间。先试音，试音的内容是一段音乐，时间约半分钟，请调节好音量。现在开始试音。试音结束，听力测试现在开始。
Listening comprehension. Section A. Directions. In Section A, you will hear 10 short conversations between two speakers. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said. The conversations and questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a conversation and question about it, read the four possible answers on your paper. And decide which one is the best answer to the question you've heard. 1. Excuse me, there is something wrong with my receipt. I didn't buy this item.
Sorry for the mistake. I'll take off the $10 for the item. Now you need to pay $25.
Question. How much did the woman charge the man at first?
Two. Simon, could you return the tools I lent you last month for making the bookshelf?
Oh, well, I hate to tell you this, but I've looked around and it seemed I can't find them anywhere.
Question. What do we know from the conversation? Three. Excuse me, I'm new here. Could you show me the way to the manager's office?
Oh, hello. I'm really sorry. But you see, I'm late for a meeting. You can go to the front desk for help.
Question. Where is the man hurrying to go? Four. The talk show last night was so amusing that I couldn't help laughing almost every minute. Did you get home in time for it?
Yes, I did, but I wish I could have stayed awake longer to enjoy everything.
Question. What do we learn from the conversation?
Five. What do you think of Mr. Johnson's presentation?
It was far beyond my expectation. I never thought he's such a persuasive speaker.
Question. What does the woman think of Mr. Johnson's presentation? Six. The refrigerator isn't working properly. Shall we find a new one to replace it?
Here is an advertisement for several kinds of new refrigerators.
Question. What are the two speakers talking about?
Seven. What do you think of the new canteen in our campus? Is it okay?
I had a lot of doubts when it first opened, but I have corrected myself after I tried it out several times.
Question. What does the man mean? Eight. The elevator seems not to be working properly. Shall we press the emergency button?
Let's just give it a few seconds and see what will be going on. It may restart by itself.
Question. What does the man suggest doing?
Nine. It's a pity that I didn't learn tennis when I was a kid.
I don't think over 20 is too late for a new sport.
Question. What does the woman imply?
Ken, you look a bit different today, but I can't figure out what it is.
Well, I went to my regular hair salon yesterday, but I was served by a new barber.
Question. What can be inferred from the conversation?
Section B. Directions. In Section B, you'll hear two short passages and one longer conversation, and you'll be asked several questions on each of the passages and the conversation. The passages and the conversation will be read twice, but the questions will be spoken only once. When you hear a question, read the four possible answers on your paper and decide which one would be the best answer to the question you've heard.
Questions 11 through 13 are based on the following passage.
In British Columbia, Canada, a local program was set up, which has benefited both elderly people and students. Linda Jones, who used to be a nurse, is 99 years old now. She felt lonely because her daughter and son couldn't keep her company. Recently, she signed up for a local program which aims to connect elderly people with young people. Linda and the 17-year-old Jesse Brown form a pair, because Jesse Brown is also interested in the nursing work. Linda spent much of her life teaching and living in other parts of the world, helping people in need. The stories are inspiring Brown, who also wants to become a nurse. For the high school students who take part in the program, the time spent with elderly people can be used towards volunteer work, which is needed for graduation. They are supposed to speak for 30 minutes with elderly people each week, but many go far beyond that. Students love and look forward to talking to elderly people every week. The program has been a good fortune to both elderly people and high school students. Due to the various reasons, elderly people can't meet their families, and students are having trouble getting their volunteer hours. Therefore, there has been a huge positive response from students who participate in the program.
Listen again, please. In British Columbia, Canada, a local program was set up, which has benefited both elderly people and students. Linda Jones, who used to be a nurse, is 99 years old now. She felt lonely because her daughter and son couldn't keep her company. Recently, she signed up for a local program which aims to connect elderly people with young people. Linda and 17-year-old Jesse Brown formed a pair because Jesse Brown is also interested in the nursing work. Linda spent much of her life teaching and living in other parts of the world, helping people in need. The stories are inspiring Brown, who also wants to become a nurse. For the high school students who take part in the program, the time spent with elderly people can be used toward volunteer work, which is needed for graduation. They're supposed to speak for 30 minutes with elderly people each week, but many go far beyond that. Students love and look forward to talking to elderly people every week. The program has been a good fortune to both elderly people and high school students. Due to various reasons, elderly people can't meet their families, and students are having trouble getting their volunteer hours. Therefore, there has been a huge positive response from students who participate in the program.
Question 11. Why did Jones and Jesse Brown form a pair?
Question 12. How do the high school students help elderly people?
Question 13. What can be learned about the program?
Questions 14 through 16 are based on the following speech.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Cheston. Cheston is believed to be one of the most beautiful places for concert in West England. Throughout the whole summer, Cheston holds an internationally famous concert festival in a magnificently beautiful countryside background. The stage for the performances is surrounded by the charming 18th century architecture, which is more than perfect for classic music. However, what attracts our audience most is that everyone is seated less than 20 feet from the performers. This short distance from the performers can make the audience more involved in the music. Now I would like to say a few words about the concert festival itself. Cheston Concert Festival is an annual summer event. It is a charity activity to promote the appreciation of performing arts in West England. The festival aims to benefit the local community by engaging young professional artists and stimulating young people to participate in live performances. We hope to support young musicians in their career development. Cheston Concert Festival does not receive any public financial support. Primarily, it relies on private contributions. We offer various levels of private cooperation, and our supporters can have the privilege of priority booking.
Listen again, please. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Cheston. Cheston is believed to be one of the most beautiful places for concert in West England. Throughout the whole summer, Cheston holds an internationally famous concert festival in a magnificently beautiful countryside background. The stage for the performances is surrounded by the charming 18th century architecture, which is more than perfect for classic music. However, what attracts our audience most is that everyone is seated less than 20 feet from the performers. This short distance from the performers can make the audience more involved in the music. Now, I would like to say a few words about the concert festival itself. Cheston Concert Festival is an annual summer event. It is a charity activity to promote the appreciation of performing arts in West England. The festival aims to benefit the local community by engaging young professional artists and stimulating young people to participate in live performances. We hope to support young musicians in their career development. Cheston Concert Festival does not receive any public financial support. Primarily, it relies on private contributions. We offer various levels of private cooperation, and our supporters can have the privilege of priority booking.
Question 14. According to the speech, what attracts audience most?
Question 15. Which of the following is true about the Cheston Concert Festival?
Question 16. What is the speech mainly about?
Questions 17 through 20 are based on the following conversation.
Hi, Jennifer. How is your philosophy class?
Oh, it's pretty good. I read a lot of materials we're learning, but I'm frustrated about the biggest assignment that is due next week.
Oh no, what's up?
Well, it's a group project, and we have to write a 10-page paper
and prepare a 20-minute presentation about different famous philosophers. But my group needs to be pushed really hard.
That sounds stressful.
Yes, that's the thing. The project is due on Monday, and two of the people haven't yet started their sections, and another student's work was terrible.
Oh, what was wrong with it?
It didn't really satisfy any of the project requirements. His job was to cover Aristotle, like where and when he was born, and the primary ideas of interests, and who he influenced, and who influenced him. Brian, the guy in my group, just focused on ancient Greece in general, and barely mentioned Aristotle, let alone his great contributions.
That's awful. You know, that's the reason I find group project to be stressful. You never know who is going to be in your group and how unmotivated they are. In my engineering class, we had to design a suspension bridge using renewable resources in a small group. My team members are just unreliable. It was so much work to do the project all by myself.
That's not fair. I might have to do the same for this project. Before that, I always loved group projects. But now my opinion has changed.
Since I have had the similar situation, I know what you are thinking about.
Thanks for your understanding, Mike.
Listen again, please. Hi, Jennifer. How is your philosophy class?
Oh, it's pretty good. I read a lot of materials we're learning, but I'm frustrated about the biggest assignment that is due next week.
Oh no, what's up?
Well, it's a group project and we have to write a 10-page paper and prepare a 20-minute presentation about different famous philosophers. But my group needs to be pushed really hard.
That sounds stressful.
Yes, that's the thing. The project is due on Monday, and two of the people haven't yet started their sections, and another student's work was terrible.
Oh, what was wrong with it?
It didn't really satisfy any of the project requirements. His job was to cover Aristotle, like where and when he was born, and the primary ideas of interests, and who he influenced, and who influenced him. Brian, the guy in my group, just focused on ancient Greece in general, and barely mentioned Aristotle, let alone his great contributions.
That's awful. You know, that's the reason I find group project to be stressful. You never know who is going to be in your group and how unmotivated they are. In my engineering class, we had to design a suspension bridge using renewable resources in a small group. My team members are just unreliable. It was so much work to do the project all by myself.
That's not fair. I might have to do the same for this project. Before that, I always loved group projects, but now my opinion has changed.
Since I have had the similar situation, I know what you are thinking about.
Thanks for your understanding, Mike.
Question 17. What was Jennifer upset about?
Question 18. How is the group project supposed to be presented?
Question 19. What does Jennifer say about her group members?
Question 20. What did Mike do for the suspension bridge designing project?